proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series on the prophet Elijah, described in James chapter 5 as a man of like passions unto us. 3 years after Elijah's initial proclamation that there would be drought upon the land of Israel, 3 years after that, God directed the prophet to return to Ahab. At that time, God promised that he would send rain upon the land. On that occasion, Samaria experienced a famine in addition to drought. Ahab took Obadiah, the governor of his house, to search for water and grass. They did this in order, in the hope that they could sustain their flocks. While the king journeyed in one direction, Obadiah traveled in another. The author 1 Kings 18 noted that, quote, Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, unquote. As proof of Obadiah's loyalty to God, he concealed 100 prophets of God, whom Jezebel had sought to have killed. Moreover, Obadiah fed them with bread and water. It might have seemed strange for a righteous man such as Obadiah to serve a wicked ruler such as Ahab. However, an individual can remain loyal to God while faithfully serving a wicked man. After all, Daniel did so during his years in the Persian Empire and the Babylonian Empires. In Colossians chapter 3, Paul wrote, quote, Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. When Paul wrote that, he did not differentiate between godly and ungodly masters. As an old saying goes, if you take Caesar's coin, you must render Caesar diligent service, unquote. Getting back to the Bible, Obadiah met Elijah and immediately recognized him. The prophet told Obadiah to inform Ahab, quote, Elijah is here, unquote. The sudden nature of the encounter caused Obadiah to worry. He asked Elijah, quote, What have I sinned that thou wouldst deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me, unquote. For 3 years, Ahab had diligently sought for Elijah. As Obadiah related, quote, There is no nation or kingdom whither my Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not, unquote. Ahab had become so desperate to discover Elijah's whereabouts that he risked making diplomatic ruptures with neighboring nations by compelling their rulers to swear that they had no knowledge of Elijah's current whereabouts. Obadiah feared that once he reported to Ahab that he had encountered Elijah, that the Spirit of God would transport that prophet elsewhere. If that should happen, Ahab might think that Obadiah was trifling with him and have him replaced, if not executed. Elijah reassured Obadiah of his intention to meet with Ahab. Thus, the governor told Ahab about his meeting with the prophet. That set the stage for a direct confrontation between Elijah and Ahab. Ahab fired the opening sally. He asked Elijah, quote, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? Unquote. Akar, the verb translated as troubleth. Akar figuratively denoted bringing affliction upon something or upon someone. In effect, Ahab accused Elijah of creating the drought and the famine which afflicted the kingdom of Israel, thus troubling that nation. Elijah, nonplussed, also used the word akar in his response to Ahab. Quote, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam, unquote. Without mincing words, the prophet fixed the blame for Israel's woes directly upon Ahab's wickedness and upon Ahab's idolatry. Elijah was by no means through with Ahab. As we'll see in a later incident, once again, Elijah would confront the king of Israel. And on that occasion, he would speak of God's judgment upon him. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.